coming into practice today, let's be very gentle with ourselves, gentle with our postures. As always, we want to make sure that we're sitting or lying or standing in such a way that we're going to be wakeful, and at the same time, as we're going to go into loving kindness practice, we want to be especially mindful of being gentle with the body and letting go of any muscling into the practice, striving in the body. And so a nice way to approach this, I find, is to imagine in your mind's eye a smile. Perhaps it's a smile of a dear one, or a comedian, someone who makes you laugh. Maybe even the smile of your dog. So holding in mind a kind, gentle, loving smile. And as you do so, smile back at the smile. Smiling is contagious. In the best of ways. So with the smile, taking in the eyes of the being that you're observing. And let your eyes begin to smile. Turn up the corners. And of course, take in the smile at the mouth of this being. And let your mouth smile. Turn up the corners of your mouth too. Not a big hearty har-har smile, but you know, a gentle, soft, appreciative smile of being known, of being held, regarded. A heart-to-heart smile. And letting that smile ripple down through the rest of the body to inform the posture. Down into the throat, opening through the throat. Let your shoulders smile, which means they go back and downwards and relax. Soften down the length of your spine with the smile. Let your chest and heart area smile, opening, softening, breathing into the smile. Letting the smile drop into the belly. Softening, opening. And as wacky as it may sound, let the smile go all the way down your arms to your fingertips and down your legs to your toes. Letting ourselves be held in the loving embrace of this smile. This is the smile that's ready for anything, that is poised and set to embrace the world just as it is. It is a smile not just of love and compassion, but also wisdom. The smile that knows that all that arises also passes, the good and the bad. The smile of wisdom that knows we can't hold on to anything. And what is the worry of today will pass. It's the smile that knows all of the beauty of this life, that remembers it. It is the smile of gratitude. Gratitude for the face that you're regarding with its smile, this dear one. Gratitude for everyone here. Gratitude for our loved ones and friends. Gratitude for our dear, free, spacious country. And so from this smiling place, this place of deep wisdom, compassion, appreciation, engaging in some loving kindness practice. So let's just be sure we're feeling our bodies, sitting and breathing for a few moments before we go into phrases. Breathing and smiling into the breath. And whatever should come up that takes the focus off breathing or off the phrases, trying on smiling at these experiences. Ah, yes, you too. All is included. And with this smiling face in mind that you've been holding, regarding, or perhaps a different one, whatever suits you, but choose someone who's dear to you and for whom the relationship is uncomplicated. There's not a lot of ambivalence or bickering back and forth. It's easeful. It brings a smile to your face, makes you laugh even. And holding this dear one in mind, sensing or seeing him or her, notice your appreciation for this being. And your natural well-wishing. And continuing to feel the breathing and the smiling repeating silently the phrases that I'll offer, or your own if you prefer, silently. May this dear one be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for him or herself. May my dear one be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be safe. May my dear one be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. Feeling the breath in the body, through the heart area, and with a smile. Holding the dear one in mind, may you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. Making sure you're still connected with the body and the breathing. Smiling. And imagining yourself now coming up alongside this dear one. Picturing the two of you together. Let the circle of goodwill for the dear one include you as best you can. May you and I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May you and I be safe. May we both be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be healthy. May we both be healthy and strong in our bodies. Feeling the body, feeling the smile, the breath. May you and I be happy. May we both be peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. May we be happy. And may we both live with ease. May we both know the ease of the present moment. May we joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And again, noticing the body, whatever's happening there. Is there ease? Is there that softness, that smiliness radiating through the body? Or is there some stress showing? Or some dullness? Whatever is here, just be with it as it is. Let it show us the workings of the heart. Let us be interested in it. Let us be poised, balanced, open, curious to whatever this heart, mind, body, spirit is experiencing right now. Let's now expand our interest to include benefactors. You may add into your circle of loving kindness a particular benefactor, or you may simply include everyone here and those who aren't here today, because everyone here is a benefactor to everyone else. May my benefactors be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May all of my benefactors be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all of my benefactors be healthy, healthy and strong in the body. At any point, remembering hand to the heart, any soothing touch spot. May all of my benefactors be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. Happy. May all of my benefactors live with ease. May all of my benefactors joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. Feeling the body and the breathing and the smile moving through the body. And whatever else is happening for you. And now let's extend our well-wishing outwards to include all beings. So we might think of beings who are rather neutral to us. Maybe neighbors or storekeepers, bus drivers, baristas, people we see but hardly know, knowing they too wish to be happy and healthy, safe and free, at ease. And we can extend wisely, if not compassionately, at least wisely, our good wishes outwards to difficult ones, knowing they too suffer as we do and wish to be happy, safe, free, at ease, healthy. And letting goodwill extend outwards as it makes sense to you, to all the different beings on this planet, the creeping and crawling things, the buzzing things, the flying things and swimming things, the jumping things, the stomping things. The growing things, the steady things, the rocks, the mountains, the rivers flowing, the planet itself. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. Just being aware of how this practice is feeling in the body, in the heart, in the mind. Opening with the smile of friendliness towards whatever your experiences are. Knowing that there is no greater protection in the world than loving kindness. And dedicating our practice to one another and to all whom we touch, all the lives we touch. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free.